Radio 1.
Right, I'm a bit concerned. I talked to one of my mates last night. He's got a son, right? He was 5 years old, okay?
Right.
And the son has an imaginary friend called Tom.
Yeah.
Who he speaks to all the time.
Okay.
That concerns me.
Why?
Well, I know he's only five. I think he might be mad.
No, imaginary friends are quite common.
He keeps talking about Tom.
Yeah.
Tom clearly doesn't exist. And my friend says that's because he's creative.
That's very true.
I think he's possessed.
By what? The devil?
Maybe.
Well, just because he has
by Tom.
He's possessed by Tom?
Yeah. That's not right, is it?
It's harmless. I used to have an imaginary friend.
Right.
Not true.
Hello.
I used to have an imaginary pet rabbit.
Right.
That I used to take for walks. And once, I left him in the chemist, and my mum had to go back in on her own, without me, to go and get my imaginary pet rabbit on a lead as the chemist.
Yeah, but now, it didn't exist, did it?
No, but that's... Can I just point out, I was about four. This wasn't last week.
He's five, and he's mad.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Have you still got it?
My imaginary pet rabbit? No. Don't be stupid. That was when I was four, and I'm now 24.
What happened to it?
It's 20 years ago. Rabbits don't live 20 years, do they?
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Disappeared,
might have just run away.
Well,
it's perfectly, perfectly normal. It's not perfectly normal if you're 28 or something, but
well,
four or five.
I told my mate this last night, and I did actually say I thought his son was mad, because it's just not right. Also, the one that doesn't speak, I was just telling him about this earlier, right? He has two kids. They used to be mad. They're not now. Right? They used to have an imaginary friend called Jim. For about 6 months.
What, a joint imaginary friend?
Yeah. Oh. But he got run over by a steamroller. Because the one that doesn't speak one day was going, is Jim coming out today? They're like, no, sadly he's dead. He got run over by a steamroller.
Oh, what a sad day. I hope the one that didn't speak didn't laugh at them like he's doing now.
No, they had a few full burial, everything. It was fine.
It's Radio 1.
I'm 23 on Saturday. I have an imaginary friend. Right, yeah. Okay, Andrew's 19 and he's got one. My name's Carla from Telford. I'm 19.
Did you see the one from was it Lucy?
Right.
Who's 18 and found her imaginary friend called Kelly in the bath?
I'd know.
Oh, no, sorry. It's from Laura and she found her imaginary friend called Lucy in the bath.
Right. Okay, good. How old is she?
18.
Well, that's not right, is it? Fratellis and Whistle for the Crowd on Radio 1. It's 6:17. OK, I've got an update for you on Carl's changeable girlfriend.
Oh, gosh.
I know, on Deirdre's video casebook, because we wanted to know what happened. If you've missed this, you can't have done, because we've gone through it about 8 million times. Carl's got a girlfriend, right? This is the Sun Online, right? OK, Deirdre's video casebook. Yeah. It's the video version of the photo casebook. Mm. Right, so Carl's got a girlfriend. He wants a bit of, you know, with her, but she wants to clean the kitchen instead.
Oh, you look really horny in that outfit. Come here, sexy.
Actually, I really want to clean the kitchen. I hate leaving it in a mess.
Denied. So he decides to go and meet Jo, another girl that he met in the pub.
I needed that.
It's not right that your girlfriend deprives you, Carl. Why don't you just finish with her?
Now, she makes a really good cup of tea, which hence the...
I needed that.
Yeah.
So he really likes her.
Yeah. But then his girlfriend tries to get him back with the most enormous cup of tea in the whole world and quite a lot of... He swims in it.
Now Maria wants non-stop... It's harder to leave her. But what do I do about Jo?
And then that was it.
And that was where we left it last Thursday.
Yeah. So we wanted to know what happened next. And I now have the details for
you. Excellent. God, this is building to such a great climax.
And it's not... Well, it's a bit of an anticlimax, to be honest.
Right.
Right, Maria, his girlfriend, says that she will never neglect Carl ever again.
I know you're seeing someone else, Carl, but if you dump her, I'll never neglect you again, I promise.
So that's it. You're all over me because you've got competition. I should have guessed.
Hey?
I should have guessed.
Yeah. Doesn't sound that happy about this, does he?
So what happens then is, as they often do in Deirdre's video casebook, Carl decides to talk to himself.
Leaving Maria is a big step, but if I ditch Jo, then what? we'd be right back where we started.
Or maybe he's talking to his imaginary friend.
Do you think he might have one?
Yeah, maybe. Now, this is where Deirdre, off of the Agony Aunt, offers her special advice.
Well, Carl, Maria may have needed to know that your relationship was at real risk before she woke up to the fact of how badly she'd been ignoring you.
Right. Now, I know she's a trained expert, and I'm not dissing Deirdre in any way, right? But her advice, it's not mind-blowing, is it?
We could have given that advice.
To be honest, we could.
Talk to her about why clearing up the kitchen became a more exciting option than snogging on the sofa.
Wow.
It's just common sense.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.